Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And a fantastic, beautiful Southern Arizona Thursday afternoon. Matt Russell here from On the Menu Live, broadcasting live. No place I'd rather be here this afternoon than Agave Restaurant at the beautiful Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment at 1100 West Pima Mine Road. We're so easy to get to. You have to join us here this afternoon. The party is just getting underway, straight down I-19 to the Pima Mine Road exit number 80. Swing right over the interstate, and you are just about to enter the fun and have an incredible culinary experience here at the Agave Restaurant at Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment, which is our remote host for the full hour. And we're going to be talking to one of the great culinary characters in Southern Arizona, Chef Ramon Delgado, here in the second half of the show. So that's something that you definitely do not want to miss. Also, Chef Ramon is going to be putting together a nice gift card to the winner of our weekly trivia question at the bottom or at the top of the hour at the end of the show. So that's something you don't want to miss. So get yourself down here and join us here at the Agave Restaurant, because we're about to dig our teeth into some great food and some great culinary conversations. Listen, folks, if you were following me on Twitter, you would know that you're going to be getting this great chance to win an Agave Restaurant gift card. You would know who some of our upcoming guests are. You would know where the locations of some of our future live remotes are going to be. You can learn about restaurant giveaways. If you were following me on Twitter, you would know. If you're not following me on Twitter, shame on you, foodies across Southern Arizona. My Twitter handle is twitter.com/PR, as in public relations, PRCEO, twitter.com/PRCEO. And of course, you should be a fan of On the Menu Live on Facebook, because there's all kinds of great culinary goings on our Facebook page. Friends, that's facebook.com/On the Menu Live. We've got a large and growing fan base, and we really want to have you as part of our culinary community. So please join us online on Facebook. Listen, I need to give a shout out to my good friend Alan Zeman, the Z-Man, the Fuego Daddy himself, who sat behind the microphone last week in my absence while I was on a beautiful Ensenada cruise with the one that I love down while my kids were away at camp, and my wife and I enjoyed 4 days on the Carnival Paradise, an okay casino, an okay food offering. Chef is smiling because he's got a lot to smile about, because the casino and the food offering down here at Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment is world class. But anyway, we had a great time while we were away, had some good food. My wife did great at the blackjack tables, but the Z-Man himself, broadcasting from Johnny Rockets last week, it was a fantastic show. If you go to the Facebook page, I want you to see that we're doing a little poll on chicken wings. I'm going to be in Buffalo, New York, the home of the Buffalo Wing. I'm going to be in Buffalo next week, kind of trolling around, tasting where some of the wings are the best. You know, the Anchor Bar, said to have the first wing ever invented back in the 60s, and then Duff's famous wings there on Sheridan, about 10 minutes from the airport, says, no, we can do better. There was a food war on the Travel Channel between Duff's wings and Anchor Bar wings, and they battled it out head-to-head, and I think Duff's was the one that emerged the victor. So I'm intrigued. I'm going to go check it out. I want to know where your favorite Buffalo wings are, so I want you to go onto our Facebook page, On the Menu Live, and tell us exactly where you like to go for good wings. And we also want to help out our good friends at the Arizona Daily Star. The current food fight is underway. If you think you have an idea for where you think the best ice cream is in town as you're chilling out this summer, where do you go for the best ice cream in town? And if you think you've got a great answer for that, you need to go to azstarnet.com/food. That's the food fight, azstarnet.com/food. And we're going to help our friends at the Arizona Daily Star report when the findings are in, who that is, or who's got the greatest ice cream. I don't know. We'll ask Chef if he's got some ice cream here on the menu. I mean, I look at this dessert menu here. We're actually going to be seeing some samples, and the dessert looks pretty good here, Chef. We're going to be talking all about that. But anyway, azstarnet.com/food to let everybody know exactly where their favorite ice cream is. So we're going to be having a great time here on the rest of the show. We're going to be looking at this great menu from Agave Restaurant, these great appetizers and salads. Something that's going on right now that you need to take advantage of is this sunset summer menu each and every day of the week. Chef Ramon Delgado has custom created a culinary experience unlike none other, and you're going to get a three-course meal for only $20. And that's not a person, that's for a couple. So you're going to get a full three-course meal for $20 a couple. Chef's telling me tonight, and, you know, you look around the dining room here, this is why this place is so crowded. They're bringing out everyone from across Southern Arizona because he's serving up some of his world-class prime rib, some of these great shrimp brochettes that he's going to be telling us about, and then one of my particular favorites, this Boston pie. And I see heads nodding aggressively across the dining room. People are salivating as we speak. Tomorrow, Friday, for the three-course sunset summer dinner is going to be this great cod fillet that people have been talking about, a lovely tuna salad, and some bread pudding. So each and every day there's something new and exciting happening down here at the Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment for the sunset summer dinner. So if you want some more information about that, you can always visit them online at DesertDiamondCasino.com. Go on to Fine Dining and click on that, and you'll find out more information about that. An Agave restaurant is open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, and reservations and information can be found at 342-2328. Again, that's 342-2328. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit more about Agave as the show gets into the meat of the hour, but once again, as we do each and every week at this time, we like to check in with our good friend Yvonne Fouché at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room over there at 3063 North Alvernon, just a stone's throw south of Fort Lowell. She's going to be giving us the wine of the week. Yvonne, how are you?
I'm excellent, Matt. How about yourself?
I am doing great. I'm taking a look at an absolutely, a busy restaurant here. There might be a few tables here for people to come and join us for this party. Yvonne, I know you're hosting a great wine tasting today. Otherwise, I'd expect you to be heading down I-19 to join us for this party.
I wish I was there, I swear.
But you're a busy, busy woman today, Friday and Saturday. We're going to be talking a little bit about your themed tasting that you have planned for the weekend. But our listeners want to know, as they do each and every week, what is the wine of the week this week, Yvonne?
Oh, you know, this week, I'm trying to propagate the whole idea that sparklies aren't only for celebrations, even though we are having the celebratory tasting this week. And I've thrown in a Spanish cava.
Beautiful.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful wine that it's only $14.99, and this thing would be delicious with just about anything, a lighter fare that you put on a barbecue or lighter foods that we eat during the summer. So I'm trying to encourage people to start drinking sparkly wines just as a regular run-of-the-mill thing with a little bit of Fritz that they've got, that CO2 going on. They're
right.
Really, really refreshing in the summertime.
You know, one of the great things about this show and really about you, Yvonne, and what you do over there at Catavinos is you challenge assumptions that people have about certain things. Like in the culinary side of things, we said, you know, you don't have to stick to the red wine when you're enjoying a nice cut of beef. You don't have to stick to a white if you're going to enjoy a nice chicken or fish. You know, it's all subjective. And I'm glad you point that out about cava and about sparkling wines, because I always enjoy a nice sparkling with oysters if I'm doing some shellfish. I mean, I'm not having to celebrate an anniversary or birthday to give me the context to open a bottle of sparkling. So thank you for helping to challenge that assumption.
Exactly, and that's what this one does. I mean, for example, imagine you have a shrimp scampi or some clams or even a nice salad. This goes great with it. It's the perfect accompaniment. So
beautiful,
there
you
the
go. Perfect time of year, because you have a nice, cool, crisp wine that you can really bring out, and it'll. I think a good cava or a good champagne or sparkling is really going to stand up to anything. So what's the actual winery that you're featuring for this particular cava?
This is the Montmartre. And it has Montmartre Winery. Obviously, it's out of Spain. And it has all the traditional grapes that you find in a cava, the Macabeo, the Paralea, the Zarello. So this is a very, very traditional cava. And it's beautiful. It's nice. It's fresh. It's got some apple and pear in it. It's quite dry, but it has a fruity flavor to it. And so, you know, it kind of, that fruit makes you appear as if it's a little sweeter, but it's not at all.
Right,
and then
sounds
it's got
delicious.
Some papaya and lime and apple on the finish. And once again, it's got that minerality to it. So it's really a refreshing kind of wine.
Absolutely. The Montmartre Spanish Cava, only $14.99. And again, I've got a, if there happens to be a new listener this week, I have to say, no, you heard it right. $14.99 for a world-class premium wine. Yvonne Fouché at Catavino stocks more than 350 premium wines, and there's not one wine at her entire store that's over $15 a bottle. So
that's
you travel
right.
the world to find the best value out there, and this Cava sounds like a perfect manifestation of that vision.
Oh, it's really wonderful. And it fits right in with my tasting this week. You know, it was kind of a variable tasting, and we were putting it on the World Cup. I was getting a little nervous when we were getting the Netherlands in there, and if they were going to win, because I couldn't figure out, okay, now what kind of wine am I going to put in for that? But now that Spain's in the finals, we're doing Spanish wine tasting, and it's perfect because I got a few new ones in the shop that we're throwing in, so it's a perfect tasting for this time of year.
Great. What a great segue. We started off with the Montmartre Spanish Cava. That's going to be in your tasting. What other wines are your guests going to be able to taste this weekend?
Oh, it's great. We've got another white blend, and the white Spanish blends are so full and flavorful, and they're really white wines that red wine lovers will drink. I've got a Garnacha. I've got a Tempranillo. Then I've got a straight-up Rioja. That's beautiful. It's got the dry, earthy flavors. You know, that we're all used to. And then I've got another blend, a red blend, that actually has a lot of the port grapes in it, but it's not fortified. So it's got a lot of full flavors in it, you know, that have those plums and raisins and things like that.
Oh,
but yet
beautiful.
It's not the big fortified wine that a port is. And it's not sweet like a port. It's a regular wine. So all of those wines are being featured in this week's tasting.
Great, and I want to remind our listeners that the tasting is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. In fact, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., the tasting is only $10, and if you buy a bottle of wine, a minimum of one, you can buy a case if you'd like, but if you buy a bottle of wine, that tasting is going to come down to $8, and you're going to taste six great wines. You're going to have some wonderful artisan cheeses. You're going to have a great experience meeting some new people, catching up with some old friends, and having a great time either on the past or in this wonderful setting, Yvonne, that you've created there at Catavino's.
Well, thank you much. I look forward to having you back down here again.
We can't wait. So tell you, any events that are coming up that you want to talk about? Because I know you've had our good friend Chuck Aubrey was there, world-class performer doing some great songs from the 60s and 70s. I believe that was on, three or four weeks ago
where
I came down there and had a chance to hear Chuck in his element. And he's a superb entertainer. And for you to be able to give him an opportunity to entertain your guests was extraordinary. Tell us what's coming down the pike in terms of events at Catavino's.
Well, speaking of Chuck, he's coming back the 31st, and his voice is absolutely gorgeous. So
it really is.
We can't pass that up. We're also having Anna War. She's going to be here this Saturday as well as the 24th. She's known as the Desert Diva for anybody who isn't familiar with her. She sings jazz and blues, and her voice is just stunning. So she's going to be here this week, this weekend on Saturday. And then
Wonderful.
Next week we're going to have, in 2 weeks, we're going to have an art opening. And the art will come down from the kids in the orphanage, which I'm still working at, trying to clear the walls by sales. And then we'll have a new artist on the wall. So those are just a couple of the things that we're doing in the near future.
Great. And I want to give everybody the idea, again, that this is a wonderful place to host an event. It's sort of an out-of-the-box kind of a thing if you want to do a client appreciation event or if you want to do a customer appreciation event. Hold a board meeting of your nonprofit organization and do it over a wine experience where Yvonne Fouché will come out and talk a little bit about the wines, introduce you to some wines I know that you've never, ever heard of, and really treat you and your clients and your guests and whoever you're celebrating to an extraordinary experience there at Catavino. So, Yvonne, it's always such a pleasure having you on the show. I can't wait to get some of that Spanish Cava for myself. And we look forward to a successful tasting this weekend. And we'll talk to you next week.
Excellent. Thank you, Matt. You enjoy.
Thanks so much. Yvonne Fouché of Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room. We're going to take a quick commercial break to learn a little bit more about Catavino's. And when we return, there's more to talk about in the Tucson culinary community. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. A Catavinos wine shop and tasting room located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting live tonight from the Agave Restaurant at Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment, located at 1100 West Pima Mine Road, again, straight down I-19, exit 80, Pima Mine Road. Come on over and join the party, because we are taking advantage of something that I have not seen a lot of in this community, this great world-class culinary experience for such an affordable price. They're calling it the Sunset Summer Dinners, and each and every night they're offering a three-course meal, beautiful three-course meal, for only $20 per couple. Yes, that's you and a friend and a loved one and your honey can come down here to the Agave Restaurant and take advantage of this great Sunset Summer Dinner. Tonight, Chef Ramon Delgado has put out prime rib, this great shrimp brochettes, which we're going to be talking about, and tie it all together in a beautiful and loving way. He's thought about Boston pie, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that as well. So come on down here and join the party at Agave Restaurant, because the fun is getting underway, and you need to be here with us now. On the phone with us for the next few minutes is one of the finest folks in this community, in the culinary world. He's the executive chef at the Miraval Resort and Spa. His name is Chef Chad Luce. Chef, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you on the show. Listen, it seems to me that the summer is always the time where chefs really start thinking outside of the box. They think about, what do they need to do to be really creative, to manifest their artistry, to manifest their creativity, and do it in a way that will provide their guests an unparalleled sort of experience for the senses. And when you think about experience for the senses, one of the few places that really can do that very well is Miraval, and you've got something up your sleeve, Chef, which is going to provide just that experience to all of folks across Southern Arizona. It's called the Summer Music Series with Dinner for Two. Chef, what's up?
Well, this is actually a really, really cool thing. It's a neat opportunity to see a slightly smaller version of the Tucson Symphony Orchestra and come out and enjoy Miraval and have some really great food while you're at it. So for two people to come out to Miraval on Wednesday nights, we provide a champagne reception with champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries and then some great musicians from the orchestra, usually three to four musicians performing on anything from percussion to woodwinds to stringed instruments, you name it. It's really incredible. And then once you're done with that, we have a great three-course dinner for two people in our Cactus Flower restaurant. And the price for this whole thing is just $249 a couple.
That's for a couple.
That's for a couple.
Well, that's great. And I understand, Chef, that a portion of the proceeds actually benefit the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. And we have long been fans and supporters and contributors to the symphony, because what they're doing, I have always believed, Chef, that the Tucson Symphony really has a world-class pedigree. And for you to bring in these ensemble performers and do that against the backdrop of this lovely setting that you have there at Miraval, and to provide people with this great culinary experience, my hat's off to you.
It's a really incredible experience. Anytime that the symphony is out, I make a point to sneak out into the back of the room and listen to what they're doing. And it's absolutely amazing to see that in such an intimate setting and such a beautiful setting.
And you're doing this on Wednesday evenings. You've been doing it since June 9th, and I believe you're going to be doing this every Wednesday up until August 18th.
That's correct.
And we'll just recap a beautiful champagne reception with chocolate-covered strawberries, a live music performance by a Tucson Symphony Orchestra ensemble, and then a three-course dinner for two in Miraval's famous Cactus Flower Restaurant. Now, Chef, I want you to sort of, as we were talking to our last guest, you know, this show really is about debunking myths in the food and wine world and challenging assumptions. Miraval is an example of the fact that you can have an absolutely incredible culinary experience and have some of the greatest food that you've ever had and do it in a healthy way. Talk to us a little bit about how you approach your culinary work with health and wellness as your intention.
Well, you know, I think that when you're starting with really good ingredients, it's actually a lot easier to do than most people think. And you know, our goal when we are preparing meals out at Miraval is really to, you know, obviously to make our meals healthy, but also to make them delicious and beautiful. And so, you know, we're not really willing to sacrifice one so much for the other, but I find that the healthy aspect comes along all by itself because we're using so many great, fresh, unprocessed ingredients, lots of organics, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and seafood and wild game and poultry and all kinds of cool stuff that we get to play with. Plus, we've got our very own organic herb garden out there that's just on full tilt right now, so we're out there picking tomatoes and different fresh herbs and lemongrass and Thai limes and all kinds of neat stuff. It's a pretty neat experience.
And it's putting nature to work and doing it in a way that manifests the beauty of local ingredients and seasonal ingredients and really exploring the world of sort of herbs and plants that you can really harness in a way to provide people with a great culinary experience.
You know, it's I think, you know, for me, my goal is that, you know, people come out and enjoy our food, and probably the last thing that crosses their mind is the fact that it was good for them, too. Because
right.
The first thing, first and foremost, is, wow, this is a great meal. You know, it's popping with flavor, it's popping with texture, the colors are great, it's absolutely beautiful. The restaurant is amazing views of the backside of the Catalinas. And they get done and think, wait a minute, that was good for me, too. How did that happen? And so for us, that's pretty gratifying.
And it's not, you know, you have to believe it. You can actually see it and believe it, because when you take a look at the meals that you've created around these great, you know, music and dinner series, people are going to know what the calorie count, what the fat gram count, the protein count, the carbohydrate gram count. People are going to know exactly what each and every entree and each and every appetizer and dessert is including.
You know, all that information is available right there on the menu if they like it. And, you know, I mean, the last thing we want to do is you know, have people think that, gee, they're counting calories, so maybe my meal, you know, maybe it'll probably be good, but, gee, should I make a reservation somewhere else for later? And that's exactly the opposite of what's going to happen. You know, we have things like wood-fired quail that we cook in our mesquite-fired hearth oven. We've got Estancia grass-fed beef. We do black Tuscan kale salad with lemon garlic vinaigrettes, torn chicken salad. Just all kinds of really delicious things, spicy crab cakes.
If you don't want to count your calories, Chef Chad Luce is going to count them for you, and he'll hold his reputation on the fact that you're going to have a world-class dining experience, hear some wonderful music, and really be treated to a world-class time. Chef, real quickly, give us the information that our listeners need to take advantage of this opportunity and to make reservations for themselves.
Well, we do ask that you make a reservation before you drive out to see us. And we start our champagne reception before the TSO at about 4:40 every Wednesday afternoon, and then the music performance usually fires up right around 5 p.m. And the performances range in length anywhere from about 30 to 40 minutes.
Chef, I've got to cut you off and give everybody the chance to call in. The number to call, 877-746-9049, 877-746-9049 to make your reservations. Chef, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour CNN news break. And when we return, Chef Ramon Delgado from Agave Restaurant. Stick around.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Hello, you're on the air.
AM 1320. Tucson's Jolt. KJLL. South Tucson.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, SpinWine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through SpinWine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, SpinWine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach SpinWine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your SpinWine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. SpinWine, think outside the bottle.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. A white former transit police officer has been convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of a black man in Oakland. The jury could have convicted Johannes Messerly of murdering Oscar Grant. Nation of Islam Minister Keith Muhammad calls the verdict a travesty.
We are not satisfied. Be crystal clear. God is not satisfied.
Messerly testified he mistakenly pulled his gun instead of his taser. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has pardoned four people for alleged contact with Western intelligence agencies. The pardons are part of a spy swap with the U.S. 10 alleged Russian agents pleaded guilty Thursday. A judge ordered their immediate deportation. Authorities in Malibu, California confirmed they've opened a domestic violence investigation involving actor Mel Gibson and his former girlfriend. People magazine reports the investigation relates to a January incident. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
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 Hundreds. Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Stop by the Home Depot today and you'll discover a wide selection of ceiling fans for under $100. With new lower prices on great brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter, we've brought the prices down so you can start putting your ceiling fans up. Down goes your electric bill, up go your savings, and the corners of your mouth. It all starts with a wide selection of ceiling fans for under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife?
Back up 16, the S&P up 10. A bigger-than-expected decline in new unemployment claims and June store sales reports helped keep the rally going. But with jobs not coming back, Keith Springer, president of Capital Financial Advisory Services, says this is a relief rally, the kind that doesn't last.
The market is going up right now because of it's not a catastrophe, quote-unquote. We can't keep rising and having a bull market just because it's not a catastrophe.
Oil futures surged nearly 2%. Crude rose $1.37 to settle at $75.44 a barrel. We're still being thrifty as we wait for the recovery to pick up steam. Consumers cut their borrowing for the fourth month in a row in May. The Fed says outstanding credit fell 4.5%. That's more than expected. The figure includes credit cards, but does not take into account mortgages and other real estate loans. I'm Adrienne Mitchell from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting live from the beautiful Agave Restaurant at Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment, which is located at 1100 West Pima Mine Road, straight down I-19 to exit 80 Pima Mine Road. And follow the cars, because everybody's coming up here for a great culinary experience. We're doing the Sunset Summer Dinners here at Agave Restaurant. And tonight, each and every night, there's a three-course meal for only $20 a couple. And tonight, Chef Ramon Delgado has put out this beautiful prime rib, some lovely shrimp rochettes, and then Boston cream pie. And the man himself behind the wisdom behind the creation, behind the magic at Agave Restaurant, is sitting right next to me. His name is Chef Ramon Delgado. Ramon, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
I'm doing great.
It's great being here.
Well, I thank you so much for hosting us here tonight, because, you know, to get a chance and see, you know, what is happening down south on I-19, you know, down on the way to Sarita. You've got this great casino backdrop, this great entertainment landmark destination, and this great culinary thing that you've created called Agave Restaurant. So I can't thank you enough for giving us an opportunity to come down. So
absolutely.
You and I first met, Chef, a few months ago. I had the honor to sit next to you. You and I were two of the three judges of the Iron Chef Tucson competition, and I learned a great deal from you, sir.
Well, thank you. That is correct. Yeah, we had a good time. It was tremendous just spending some time tasting delicious food. I remember Chef Misha. Beer from the Omni. He's the winner, the Iron Chef
from
this
Bob's
current year.
From Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Tucson National.
Yep. And it was tremendous. We had such a good time, and of course, the cost was the most important thing. Cafe 54, I believe.
That absolutely, was, to do it for
the
charity.
Funds being for charity.
Absolutely,
as well.
And you and I ate well, sir. We did.
And yet, after that, I came to the Agave and had a few more bites to eat. That's what I do for a living.
Once you get started, it's hard to stop. Well, before we get into the meat of the show with your menu and everything, you're talking about your journey as a chef. Talk to us a little bit about your background and how you ascended to the position of executive chef here at Agave and Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment.
Absolutely. Here in Tucson, I came in. I worked for Lowe's Ventana Canyon for a few years. I worked for the Lodge Ventana Canyon as well. And also I work at Hacienda del Sol with Chef Albert Hall.
With Albert Hall, sure.
I worked many, many years under his mentorship. And then I came into Desert Diamond Casino. Previously, before, I came out of Palm Springs, California.
Hmm.
I worked there many, many years for Marriott Corporation, at their flagship resort, five-star resort, Marriott Rancho Las Palmas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was there. I went through the ranks, if you will. I worked at their country club, at their fine dining, at casual dining, grand banquets, catering. I was doing that for that was a great stepping stone for me, and definitely the place where I learned the most, if you will.
That's great.
As a company. Of course, now almost 9 years with Desert Diamond Casinos, this has definitely been my biggest learning experience as well.
Great. Well, we're sitting
quite
here in
challenge.
We're sitting here in your home away from home. Talk to our listeners a little bit about the setting that you've created here at Agave Restaurant. What are your guests going to experience the first time they walk through your doors?
Well, absolutely. We are here to create memories and just to make you feel so welcome every time and again that you come into this Desert Diamond Casinos, of course, to the Agave Restaurant, to any of our dining venues. People always feel welcome, and they tell us that. They feel very comfortable, and because we have the same staff for many, many years, our core staff, they enjoy what they do here, and it shows.
Sure.
Definitely, time and again, we have our guests asking for the same food and enjoying it as well, and asking for the same servers, if you will. The setting is just absolutely beautiful. It's a great restaurant with windows, as you can see.
Wonderful.
We're here
views.
Waiting for the monsoons. Hopefully, I don't know if it's going to rain now tonight. I hope so. But definitely, they get a beautiful view of the plaza. One of the kind of points that people enjoy as well of the Agave restaurant is that somewhat sits outside the casino venue,
sure.
if you will. Not to say that I love for them to go onto the casino floor.
Indeed.
All the time, absolutely. But here in the Agave, they definitely enjoy a very, very quiet environment,
yeah.
very welcoming environment. And again, very proud of the team that we have, the culinary team. Puts great food time and again. Very consistent
and
work.
And you just take a look around here, and I know service has always been a hallmark component of what Desert Diamond Casinos is known for. I mean, you're in the service industry, and you take a look around here, and I see the expressions on the faces of your servers. Everyone has a smile on their face. Everyone is being treated like family when they're coming in here.
Absolutely. Again, we stress that to every employee. New employees, old employees, we always have outstanding good services.
Wonderful.
That's part of our hallmark as well. Benchmark that is never going to go away.
Wonderful.
And this is casino-wide and both properties, if you will. So you
sure.
see that all the time. The moment doesn't happen, please give me a call. Get a hold of me and let me know.
I think that's the first time we've ever heard an executive chef say, if it ain't right, you need to call me.
Absolutely.
My
Absolutely.
Hat's off to you,
chef. Welcome that.
So we're here talking about this
we're
sunset,
proud of what we have.
Sunset summer menu. Talk to us
yes.
a little bit about how you came up with this concept and what people can expect as we make our way through the summer.
Well, certainly trying times as it is. Always we've been trying to be in the forerunner of whatever people want to have. Absolutely. And this is a brainstorming, if you will, among the chefs and
sure.
the whole culinary team, front of the house as well. And, of course, directly from our director as well, Mr. Wayne Wilson. We are trying to put together something that is very, very attractive to people as far as price point and getting a perceived value that everybody is looking nowadays. The Sunset Dinner menus, we've been having them actually successfully for the past 5 years.
Mm.
And it's been always a great event for us through the summer. Keeps us busy and keeps the locals who don't leave Green Valley, Tucson, so on and so forth, coming week after week to enjoy these dinners.
Beautiful. It's funny you say perceived value. I think you come
yes.
in here on a sunset summer dinner, and it's obvious value. I mean, you don't have to do a whole lot of work to convince someone that they're getting a great value for their dollar. I mean, prime rib, shrimp rochettes, and Boston cream pie.
Absolutely.
For $20
yes, this
a couple.
Yes, go ahead.
No, for $20 a couple. I mean, that's a value.
Well, we work hard, absolutely. We crunch the numbers, and this is what works, and absolutely. We are an amenity to our gaming facility, and we want to have people here coming in and enjoying absolutely great food and great environment.
Wonderful.
Well, we have
let's talk a little bit about your menu.
Yes, absolutely. The addition is, again, like I said, we have 8 menus. They rotate every week. So what happens is every time that you show up to the Agave restaurant, you will always find a different menu, if you will.
Nice.
So not always being a Wednesday, but being a Thursday, you come and enjoy a different menu. Certainly we have calendars that we put out there so people know exactly. We want to make the night out of it.
And is that all the information in terms of the calendars available for people?
It is available, yes, absolutely. We have it here, and we can give it out to you as well.
So you could just plan your week knowing
Literally.
Exactly
well,
what
we want you here every single night of the week, absolutely.
I mean, Cajun
certainly.
Trout, it was Monday. Mushroom, chicken, taco salad, pecan cheesecake, that's Tuesday. I mean, grilled turkey steak, pineapple tart, that's Wednesday. I mean, I think I just want to bring a cot.
It's great food, and what it comes down to is something that people want to have, and so more importantly is something that I like as well.
That's beautiful.
So we cook something that we like to do. The newest thing that we did though for this summer promotion was to also, in addition to our prime rib, for example, we are having also a chef healthy option for the people.
Nice.
Somebody who's looking for maybe some less sodium, less fat, less carbs, and so on and so forth. We have that option tonight. For example, you mentioned the prime rib, and maybe the spouse might want to have something lighter. In this case, we do have a grilled shrimp brochettes,
beautiful
garlic, white wine, and so on and so forth. And we serve that on top of a steamed brown rice.
Beautiful.
So it's still full of flavor, but definitely a very healthy option for people.
Again, and catering to people's unique needs. I mean, you're looking for someone who's looking for that more healthy lifestyle. You've got something for them.
We're seeking that, absolutely. And also, we have those eight choices available every week, every night. It changes as well. So people do not get bored with our menus.
Beautiful.
And we're going until September 30th, by the way. So it's a long summer for us, and we're going to be here ready for you.
That's wonderful. And something I learned today, and I didn't know this, I mean, that people, are, you know, you're known across the Southwest for your great dinners. I didn't know you were open for lunch. And I didn't know you could actually get a lunch for you know, under $10 and significantly under $10. What do you got going on for lunch, Chef?
Well, we're still, again, promotion after promotion and just trying to stay on top of our business, on top of our game. We are having lunch promotions, $5.95 any given month, for example, through the summer, $5.95 for a sandwich, you name it. It could be a Monte Cristo or a cheeseburger, bacon, a panini grilled.
You said Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo. We
Monte
serve
Cristos
Monte Cristos.
Have disappeared from every menu I've ever known. You've kept them alive here at Agave.
You better believe
love
it.
Love the Monte Cristo.
This is what people wanted, like I said, and I love a Monte Cristo. I remember having them when I was young, and so be it. We have it on our menu, and it's a tremendous success for us. Again, any other given month, we might have a promotion where we have a $5.95 for lunch salads, dinner salads or lunch salads. It could be a calamari Greek salad or Cobb salad or our signature agave
delicious
garden salad. Yeah, they're tremendous. Great value. Again, $5.95. And so we are also open for lunch. I'm glad now that you know.
Yeah, great. We'll definitely do our part.
Ready from 11 to 4 p.m., and then we start our dinner service from 4 p.m. till close.
Wonderful.
Closing.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you talked a little bit about this courtyard that we're looking at. Now, you had something going on here on July 4th that was quite something. Had all the neighborhood abuzz.
Yes, indeed. I wanted to take the opportunity to thank everybody. I mean, the staff and, of course, all of our guests that came in to celebrate the 4th of July weekend with us. That was on a Saturday where we had an absolutely blast. We had a fun evening, and we actually gave it a theme. It was a beach party theme. We had a beach music, if you will. We have Hawaiian shaved ice. We have great 4th of July food. And about over 2,000 guests showed up here to party with us. And it was an absolutely outstanding event.
I've heard that Ramon Delgado throws a heck of a party. I mean,
well, it was Desert Lemon Casinos and Entertainment. They're the ones who threw the party. I was just helping out, absolutely, enjoying myself.
As you're talking about the party on the courtyard,
yes,
your server just dropped down here. I wish this was a television show because, you know, when you think about a prime rib as part of a three-course meal for only $20, how can you get away with serving a cut that large, Chef? I mean, this is a Fred Flintstone
cut.
Well,
because we like our guests a great deal. We enjoy having them here, and that is a tremendous, that's what we serve. You believe it. It's a full portion of prime rib, you know, much delicious mashed potatoes and fresh seasonal vegetables. Now that comes with a garden salad as well. It will be a garden salad
or
Caesar salad as well.
Gardener Caesar along
absolutely
with it, right? And then
dessert as well.
Dessert as well. And you've got talk to us a little about the desserts that you have. I know we're doing the Boston
Boston traditional Boston cream pie. Yes.
Oh my goodness. May I just you know,
do
see,
you please
this
do
is
go
the
right
part,
ahead.
This is the part where you have to talk.
Yes,
and I'm not going to talk.
And somebody's going to be exactly. Well, go figure. A Boston cream pie. I don't see it as a pie. Somebody says it's a cake, and indeed, it's a cake. But it certainly is delicious.
Oh my!
We have great desserts here, by the way. We also offer creme brulee, traditional, delicious, silky creme brulee. We have our signature fried ice cream, which, as you can see, fried ice cream. Yes, we have to have it. It's in particular, though, this is a. For sharing, as you can see, rather large.
I was going to call it bite size.
Yeah, bite size. We have also a Green Valley pecan tart.
Beautiful.
Which is tremendous. Those are menu items, the serve menu items that have been with the Agave restaurant since we opened.
And you can come down here and have this great dining experience and also have a great night of entertainment. I know I'm going to be coming down here to the Diamond Center for the B.B. King concert in August, but you guys have a regular series of great entertainment opportunities in this wonderful venue. What do you have coming down the pipe?
Absolutely, yes, thank you. Yeah, we have all kinds of entertainment, all types. We just had Carlos Mencia was here, comedy act. Wednesday, July 21st, for example, we have Diamond Rio, country music.
Yep.
We have on August 6th, we have a Three Dog Night.
Mm.
Now that's classic
You're
rock.
You're really
absolutely
attracting this world-class
talent. I'll be seeing you here on August 9th, which is on a Monday for B.B. King.
And I'm going to have one of those. I'm going to have prime rib.
You know what?
We'll
be
BB
ready
King.
For you. Absolutely. Then we have in the future, August 26th, we have Blake Shelton,
wow.
Country music.
Wow, sure.
And then September 12th, we have Ronnie Millsap.
Wow, so you're
will
really
be,
attracting
absolutely.
The big names.
We're going out. By the way, on October 17th, Kenny Rogers is back.
Kenny
to
Rogers
us.
On the 17th
so,
of October.
Definitely looking forward to that as well.
So come down here to the Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment and have a world-class experience, both on the food and wine side, cocktail side, and on the entertainment side. You cannot go wrong. We can't go wrong because we don't know where to start. We're going to start probably with the prime rib and work ourselves counterclockwise
around the table.
Around the table. And as we're doing that, we want to let our listeners know that it is time for our weekly trivia question.
Yes,
Chef
indeed.
Ramon Delgado has given our listeners the opportunity to win a great gift card to come down here and be his guest right here at Agave if you think you know the answer to the question, Chef.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? By the way, whoever shows up, wins with the correct answer, will have a sunset dinner for four.
Sunset dinner for four.
Sunset dinner for four.
Oh, my goodness. Am I eligible to win? Wait, I think I know the answer.
You know the answer. You are not.
So what is the answer? What is the question that you
want
to ask?
Well, I'll tell you what. The question that I have, I thought if somebody has pay attention and been coming to Desert Diamond Casinos, I want to ask if anybody knows when we opened the Agave restaurant. And this is a multiple choice.
Oh, good.
Was it 2005? 2003 or 2001?
Okay, so if you think you know the answer to that question, exactly. When did Agave Restaurant open?
Yes.
Was it 2005, 2003, or 2001? If you think you know the answer, give us a call here at 529-3508. That's 529-3508 for a chance to be the guest of Chef Ramon Delgado at Agave Restaurant. Good luck, and we'll be right back.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Well, welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell, and you'll just have to indulge me. That commercial ended pretty quick, and I have a mouthful of sterling prime rib. So this is the sort of thing in live radio, you just got to go with it, right, Chef?
Absolutely, yes. Hey,
you got to go with it.
I'm enjoying watching you eat, to be honest.
Classic cut of prime rib, full of flavor.
Thank you.
Cooked absolutely perfectly. Sprig of rosemary, I think, on the top.
It's just a bit of garnish.
Nice little garnish.
Yes.
And
a lovely looking
and
plate.
Done,
yes.
Done with love. I love you.
Absolutely, yes, indeed.
I've fallen in love with you.
Well, you're going to have fallen in love with the whole culinary team, because certainly it's about, I don't know, quite a bit of them, but they are great people.
Well, speaking about a whole team, we have a whole team of listeners that have lined up because they want to be your guest here at Agave Restaurant.
Great,
and someone
great.
Thinks they
Thank
know
you.
The answer to the question.
I like that.
When was Agave Restaurant open? Was it 2005, 2003, or 2001? And we're going to go to line one. Sherry is on the phone. Sherry, welcome to On the Menu Live. Hello, Sherry.
That's 2001.
2001, and I'm going to look at the chef, the judge, and he's going to say...
Yes, that is correct.
A first caller.
A first caller.
My goodness. Sherry, now let me ask you this. Have you been to Agave Restaurant before?
I have been a few times. My parents live in Green Valley.
Your parents live in Green Valley? Oh, this is a very popular place for our friends down in Green Valley.
We love them.
You've been up here, down here with your parents, so you've seen for yourself and tasted for yourself the kind of stuff that I got caught with a mouthful talking about. And so you're going to get to come back here, in fact, to meet Chef Ramon Delgado himself live in person, and he's going to give you a sunset dinner. For four,
absolutely. It will be my honor. Yes, thank you. We'll be happy to have you, Sherry, and congratulations.
And Sherry, you just let me know when we're coming down here, and I'm glad you've invited me to be your guest. My wife and I are going to enjoy spending some time with you, Sherry, and getting to know you. And no, I'm kidding. Anyway, Sherry, have a great time. Don't hang up. I want you to stay on the line, because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to get all the information to you on how you're going to come down here and be the guest of the chef.
Thank you.
Sherry, thank you so much for listening, and congratulations.
And indeed, yes.
Wow, so we got a first-time caller.
You know what?
That's
2001, we, Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment, we've been open this particular property, by the way, and the Agave Restaurant since 2001, summer 2001. I wanted also to mention, by the way, the Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment, we have our Desert Diamond Casino Hotel, which is near about 10 miles, 11 miles from this property.
Sure.
Right by the International Tucson International Airport.
Oh, it's perfect location.
And absolutely. Yeah. Lovely place, beautiful hotel. Please, I'm asking people to come and visit. It's a great place to enjoy the weekends here for summer, especially great summer rates. And also, we have our steakhouse over there, our flagship steakhouse.
I've heard nothing but
Tremendous,
great things about
yes.
that. And if this prime rib was any example of what you do with meat.
Yes.
You get yourself over to the steakhouse. So the hotel is a great idea because, you know, you're going to spend some time down here. You want to sort of experience that entertainment, and you want to sort of extend that Desert Diamonds and Entertainment feeling.
Yes.
You can do it through accommodation and spend the night and spend the weekend.
Absolutely. We aim to please. We want to create a whole package of entertainment where people make a night out of it, make an evening, make a whole day, make a whole weekend of it.
Yeah. And for
Tremendous.
You to be able to come to work here every day, this is your job. You get to come here every day.
It is quite enjoyable. I enjoy the team. I enjoy being here with the staff, and especially the guests. They're very, very appreciative of what we do, and certainly we thank them for being here with us, making the Ceramic Casino is their choice to come in for entertainment, dining, of course, the gambling, which is the gaming aspect of
it. That's right. We might have to do a little bit of that after we make our way across
the table here. I feel it. You look. I think you have the luck tonight. You have the lady luck with you tonight.
Now, my wife was noting on the Carnival cruise that there was not a Wheel of Fortune slot. She thought there was just a misunderstanding. How in the world can a casino get by without having Wheel of Fortune? When I walked in the Desert Diamond Casinos tonight under my way to Agave, it was like the sea sort of parted. And there it was waiting for me, and it was not easy to walk past the Wheel of Fortune to get to your restaurant.
Table games, we have a blackjack, we have just about everything, every game imaginable. So,
great. Chef Ramon Delgado, what a treat it is to spend some time with you tonight.
Very happy to be here.
And
we're
excited to keep the conversation going.
The rain didn't come down, so
you can get right here from the parking lot and enjoy us for dinner. We're going to be here for a little bit, having some fun with Chef. Anyway, we want to thank Chef Ramon Delgado, a culinary master here in the Southwest. Our good friend Chef Chad Luce from Miraval, Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room is always such a special guest. Get over and see her Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, I mean any part of the show, the entire show, whether you like it or not, is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
Is your best choice for local talk. Visit our website at tucsonsjolt.com.
Tucson's Jolt.
Tiny impulses of electric current are produced.
KJLL, South Tucson.